leading our news this morning, Prime Minister Tony Abbott will name Australia's first counter-terrorism coordinator today. He's the former ambassador to Indonesia and Iran, Greg Moriarty. The federal government is also expected to unveil legislation this week to give authorities the power to revoke the citizenship of dual nationals who engage in terrorist activities. Labor has released new figures showing the lowest income families in the country will lose the most if this budget is passed in full. The figures were compiled by the National Centre for Social and Economic Modelling. They show a single income family with two children on $65,000 a year would lose $21,000 over 4 years. An inquest into Sydney's Martin Place siege will officially open this morning. It's 6 months since gunman Manharon Monis and two of his hostages, Tori Johnson and Katrina Dawson, died at the Link Cafe. The first stage of the inquest will focus on Man Monis and his background. The US mathematician John Nash, who inspired the Oscar-winning film A Beautiful Mind, has died in a car crash. The 86-year-old and his wife Alicia were both killed when their taxi crashed in New Jersey. Russell Crowe, who played Nash in the movie, has expressed his condolences on Twitter.